Joining us now from Ventura Buses, the regional manager for the Mornington Peninsula, Michael Thorne. Good afternoon.
Good day, Brett.
This is. I do want to talk generally about bus driver safety, but can you say anything more about that particular incident on Monday night?
Look, unfortunately, they're not entirely isolated, those sort of incidents. They do happen from time to time. Normally, the drivers are pretty good and able to prevent, you know, an assault occurring. But, you know, every now and again, you just get totally erratic behaviour and the poor old driver's just got nowhere to go. And that was the case with David on the other night.
And how is he doing at the moment?
Look, I had a long chat to him yesterday afternoon. He was obviously quite shaken after the event, and you know, we made sure he had yesterday off to recover. Look, he's fine. He's a tough nut, and you know, handles these situations extremely well. So, but not every driver does. I've got to very quickly say it affects some drivers. You know, quite badly, and you know, we've had a couple of drivers assaulted over the years that, frankly, have just never made it back to work.
Well, just quickly to finish on David, did he require much medical treatment?
Look, he attended Rosebud Hospital at the time. As you said, it was rather convenient that the event took place outside the hospital. Fortunately, he doesn't need any ongoing treatment. I think he might have received a chipped tooth. Out of the event, and fortunately that looks like the extent of the injury, so I guess in some respects he was quite lucky.
But it just seems all too common now. We saw that footage last week of two women and a bus driver being attacked, and all drivers are trying to do is get people from A to B safely, and these incidents happen. Now, in your experience, Michael, do you think that most of them are related to drugs or alcohol?
Look, I would say in the last 18 months, Brett, the incidence of drug-related difficulties for drivers has certainly increased. In fact, it was one of the things that I spoke to David about yesterday afternoon as to what his thoughts were on the subject as to whether or not he felt it had got worse. And he certainly thought it had, and certainly, you know, our statistics would support that, that the last 18 months in particular have probably seen more violence than what we've, you know, seen over a number of years.
What do you put that down to?
I guess, you know, the media is also reporting the greater increase in the use of the drug ICE. I mean, it's very hard for us to identify, you know, what people might be affected by when they get on the bus. We certainly know that alcohol is also a major problem, particularly on the Mornington Peninsula. The bus service is the only public transport on the Mornington Peninsula, so you know, tend to use the bus as their only transport, and you know, alcohol tends to go with it.
So the bus drivers are sitting there. They're easy targets, I would think. What can you do about that to make them feel safer?
Well, that's a discussion that we have almost every week. There is obviously there are engineering solutions in trying to enclose the driver and put a protective barrier between the driver and the public. The drivers themselves, in some ways, are reluctant to do that because you know, the interaction between a bus driver and the passengers are something that the drivers cherish as much as the passengers do. But, you know, it's just got to the stage where, for the driver's own sake, that we've really got to look at ways of protecting them better than what we have in the past.
I'm sure the drivers would agree. Michael, thank you, and please pass on our best to David, the driver, as well.
Certainly will do. Thanks for your interest, Brett.
Michael Thorne, Regional Manager for the Mornington Peninsula Ventura Buses. As we just heard, it's a growing problem, attacks on drivers, particularly that way. Michael says he believes ICE and perhaps other drugs and alcohol have a big part to play in that.